It's a gamer. We're here. It's a gamer. This makes no fucking sense, but we're doing it anyway.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Make Me a Gamer, the procedurally generated podcast that's a roguelike for your ears. I'm your host, T-Man, and I am in a slightly different place than...
Harvey Z. In not... Wait, what do I say then? I'm in a place to be, but not
but
the...
it's not the place.
Wait, it is the place to be, wherever I am.
Yeah, yeah, so maybe you're just in the place to be now anyway, and I'm not.
Yes, you're quarantined away, or bunkered up, or what's the term? Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I'm not quarantined technically because I'm still going to work.
So am I.
Not by choice. But yeah, so we're recording this. We're practicing social distancing, and normally we record in the same room, and we use a whatever you call it recording device thing.
Microphone?
No, I mean we're using microphones now, but like the playback recorder that I use, it's like an actual like electronic thing that records using the mics, as opposed to like us using our computers in two different rooms.
Too much sausage. No one cares, probably.
Yeah, we're sausaging, but the point is we're recording this episode like most other people record podcasts. We're doing it long distance. It's going to be an interesting editing thing because it's going to be the first time I edit in this way. So we're probably going to keep this episode a little shorter than usual because, you know, I don't want to tax myself too hard. And also, we spent a lot of time before this debugging Harvey Z's computer to make sure he could actually record it. So we don't want to put too much out there in case, like, something goes to shit. And, you know, I can't actually make this into a believable podcast.
But on the bright side, this could set up like a future, like, if you know how to do this and you don't fuck this up, you could have like guests internationally or long distance or I guess down the street from you.
Yeah, I mean, this is how people normally do it with guests because you can't like ferry somebody into your apartment every time you want to record a podcast like I normally do. Anyway, so how you doing, Harvey? How's Corona
the quarantine life?
Like,
yeah. Like, it's been okay. I mean, I'm used to living alone. You have people around you, so like, I went out. I stockpiled. It's really weird. Like, there's nothing out there on the shelves, so I have a whole bunch of like vegetarian food and vegan items.
Yeah, I found that I got lucky. Like, so I went out grocery shopping at night and there was nothing. Like, the meats, eggs, all that sort of stuff were gone. So we got like a lot of like fresh foods and stuff to put in the freezer and the refrigerator and things like that. And then the next morning I went out very early to like the grocery store that was right next to me and they had some meat. Not a lot, but some. So I was able to grab a bunch of protein from that grocery store and kind of fill in the holes that we didn't get the night before. It's very, very weird. Still haven't found toilet paper anywhere since.
No toilet paper here either.
Yeah. Oh, toilet apocalypse.
So wait, how's your toilet paper supply?
We're okay for now. Like, I feel like when we start running out of toilet paper is going to be when toilet paper will be available because everyone else has hoarded it and doesn't need to buy it anymore. So
you don't
think
that it's going to continue the trend?
I mean, I feel like the people who have bought the toilet paper already probably won't need it by the time we need it. Like, we're staggered in a way.
Okay.
I'm
do you feel like you have a 2-week supply?
Oh yeah, I feel like we can make it 2 weeks. Like, I'm not too worried about that.
Barring any unforeseen like consequences or weird burritos.
Yeah, we're not making risky foods right now. Let's just keep it at that. You know, we're keeping it nice and easy.
Okay.
I guess real quick, you know, this is, you know, coronavirus time, quarantine.
This is really like weird. Day 8 or 9, or I don't know. I don't know how we keep track of this either.
Yeah, I'm probably, hopefully, if things go well, I'm going to try and edit this episode and have it come out sooner than later, so it might skip like order a little bit. Yeah, so I just wanted to say that, you know, the coronavirus is serious, as you know, me and Harvey Z are doing right now. Try to not bring spread it as much as you can. But we're trying to uplift, you know, that we're here to be in your ears, and talk about games and maybe provide some entertainment and some laughs, because, you know, right now the world is weird.
And not like try to prognosticate or like freak out or like doomsay.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like shit's happening. Let's.
But we're the toilet paper for you. We're the toilet paper for your ears.
Oh, God. Oh, no. This is taking a weird turn. Oh, no.
I mean, it's what is the best thing around these days? I think it's that. And that's what we are.
We're pure gold toilet paper. I think just because this week and coronavirus stuff is a little weird, I'm going to skip the Harvey Z snaps portion.
Yeah, I think that. We can put that on hiatus. We can stop snapping
like,
for a while.
Like right now, that's just a little weird to have. Like, yeah, no, it's not worth it. So, Harvey Z, you have been considering buying a game, from what I understand.
I have. So I'll be perfectly candid. I'm doing what probably a lot of people might be doing, which is I'm over reading into the news and like getting way into this to like find out as much as I can, because I feel kind of helpless. And by doing so, I'm freaking myself out.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
And so I feel like I should play video games instead of freaking myself out. The video games I have tend to be really dark, bleak games about like the end of the world. Like the whole I can't even think of like the first game I have where the world ends. It was a crap. The Switch
Darkest
game that
Dungeon?
Not Darkest Dungeon. The I'm thinking of my Switch
Fire
games.
Emblem?
So the one I got after Fire Emblem, which was the it was
Children
indie
of Morta?
No, the indie game, where it's the end of the world and you're driving across the country.
Oh, yeah, Overland or something, right?
Isn't it something like that? Overland or Overwatch. It's not Overwatch, but like Overland or something like that. Because so like Overland, the premise of it, though, is like the world is kind of overrun by these monsters and everything is like a wasteland and you're just driving across like desolate countryside map by map. And I was like, that's a little too harsh right now. Children of Morta, same thing, where like the world is being with a plague of darkness and such, and you're fighting against it as a family. And then even like Fire Emblem, you're basically like homeschooling a bunch of kids.
and you're turning them into like warriors.
Yes. And it's just, I don't need like apocalyptic scenarios right now, but that's all I have. Even Slay the Spire is like this psychological trapped in a dark room and just trying to go upwards in it to solve the thing. Like, I don't have any positive uplifting games in my life, T-Man.
So, which brings us to what you are looking at.
Which is Animal Crossing. I hear lots of memes about Animal Crossing and Doom. I see, like, the little dog with a gun and, like, a helmet. And I'm like, maybe this is the game for me. I've never
so
played
Doom
Animal
is the
Crossing.
One that has the
yes.
gun.
Maybe she has a gun though as an Easter egg.
I think you're going to be disappointed if you think like that, but go ahead.
I just, because again, I never played the first one. I don't even think I've like watched demos of either game. I did see like a little video clip where like a little character like stuck a pole in a river and jumped over it. But I'm assuming that was part of like a thrilling action sequence or something.
Okay.
Just very slowly done.
You are.
I know there's an evil raccoon out there that you have to like pay money to.
Okay, hold on, Harvey. I think you're hyping yourself up a little too much on this one. Like, I know you like to go in without any spoilers, but you need to be very careful if you think Animal Crossing is going to be action backed.
I mean, and the only other thing I know about it is like, if you make a boy character, your boy or your masculine character, they can wear a skirt. And I'm down.
I mean, from what I understand, this new one is going to have a lot more customization options than others have, and people are a lot more excited for it. Like, you can, they'll be able to change your skin color with a lot more options and things like that.
Okay, so then maybe you can explain this to me, though. This game seems beloved.
Yeah.
Like, Pokemon, you know, like, level.
So, people who are into this game are into it like they're into The Sims, where, like, they just love this particular style of game and, like, the cute characters. And, like, everything about it is, like, wholesome and sort of, like, cute and friendly, and it's like a feel-good kind of, basically the opposite of all those games that you don't want to play right now. There isn't like any murder or killing or apocalypse or doom and gloom. It's just like, oh, you accidentally knocked over a bee's nest and now the bees are swarming around. Oh god.
So there's a chance of death and danger.
There is a little bit, but like not like crazy. And it's like, yeah, you get stung by a bee because you knocked over their hive, or you fell in the water and got wet. Like, there, I don't think there's no monsters, there's no killing. Okay,
because I was thinking like Minecraft was very enjoyable. Is this like Minecraft?
No, not at all. So to give you a general idea, around the time of Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which was the third game, people were asking for an Animal Crossing representative. And the Sakurai, the director, said that he couldn't figure out a way to make an Animal Crossing character work in the game, because it was like so friendly and like attacks and stuff just didn't seem to fit with the nature of Animal Crossing.
And yet you and beat so, my ass so many times with this character.
Right. So that's where, like, I don't know if you remember the internet circa Super Smash Bros. 4, but the first character they revealed for Super Smash Bros. 4 was the Animal Crossing villager. And there was a whole bunch of memes that circulated at that time with, like, homicidal villager who was, like, had, like, an axe and was, like, coming after Mario. And there was just like this general like, holy shit, the villager has gone axe crazy memes that were shared a lot at that time in like the Smash community and Nintendo communities and gaming as a whole. Do you remember that at all?
I don't, but for some reason, again, I'm thinking like the villager kicks ass, so I must have subconsciously seen these things.
Yeah, and so like, you know, in Smash Brothers, he has like the tree that you can cut. And like he rides like a rocket of some sort that's in the game. And then in Ultimate, they also added Isabelle, who is like kind of like a half clone of Villager, but she has like the fishing rod and like a rocket instead of a tree and things like that.
Yeah.
And so like you can see from the way what the Villager and Isabelle do in Smash is kind of what happens in Animal Crossing. You plant trees, you can cut them down, you can fish, you have balloons, and you can build a house and that sort of thing.
See, I think that's my problem, is I know it from Smash, and so what I see is this basically these little characters beating my ass with like their little trees and balloons and such, and so I'm like, These two are capable of such violence.
I mean, they are in Smash, but that's like their release, you know? Smash for Animal Crossing is like them going to the gym and be like doing the punching bag work. Like, I'm getting my frustrations out here, and then I'm going back to my happy place.
And maybe I need a happy place right now. I mean,
I think a lot of people escape, do.
Yeah, if it's an escapism game, like I like The Sims. If they had like a Sims game on like the Switch, maybe it would be weird without a mouse, but that might work.
I don't think Sims is on the Switch right now.
Yeah, and like Minecraft, I've played. I don't really want to buy it again for like the Switch. That's not really my bag right now. You mentioned another game to me, Into the Breach, but that sort of feels dystopian again.
Yeah, that's another just kind of like, you're jumping into worlds to save them from a bug invasion, And if you lose, the entire world dies and you start over. You're basically jumping into different timelines each time you play. And whether you succeed or fail is whether that timeline is completely doomed or not.
Yeah, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's a little dark. Yeah.
Because that's what I've been doing sort of with like the coronavirus stuff is everybody's projecting things. And so I'm treating it like, okay, I'm not really good with numbers. What if this was like a video game and like a RTS or like a resource management game? And every time I look at it, it doesn't make me happy. And so I need a happy game.
Well, I definitely think Animal Crossing is a happy game.
And it comes out like tomorrow for us while we're talking right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's out tomorrow along with Doom. I have not had...
I just know how casual
that sounded. Yeah. Animal Crossing is coming tomorrow. Also, Doom is coming tomorrow. So, you know, just be ready for that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, like, I haven't been considering getting Animal Crossing, but everyone I know is such a huge fan of it and is, like, in this mood for like something wholesome that I might end up getting it too, because I've never played it before and it might just be something to like, you know, have like a nice little happy time. I've got so much other shit I could be doing. Like, okay, so here's the deal. I know a lot of people are kind of going crazy and like the stir crazy of the same routine, not leaving where they are. There's so much I could get done if I was stuck somewhere for 2 weeks.
But not your house.
But, I mean, my house is fine. Like, I'm still going to work every day. So, like, I still have, like, 8+ hours in, you know, La La Land or wherever I am. But, like, I could work on my novels. I could read all the books that I haven't been able to read. I've got video games to catch up on. I've got movies and TV shows to watch. And I know, like, eventually I'll run out or, like, I don't want to be doing this anymore. But, like, right now I could use, like, I don't know. I would rather be working from home right now or, like, in... I don't know. It's really bad of me to say that because I know a lot of people are going crazy, but I am max introvert.
I mean, I didn't mean to agree so quickly, but
Yeah, anyway, the point is, like, all these people I know are talking about Animal Crossing, and I might do it just to be, like, be social. And because, like, you can visit other people's islands, so I can, like, show up on the island of Harvey Z and hang out with you there, or you can come to my island, and, you know, it's like this big community that's going to be happening, and everyone's going to be like, everyone's so excited because I think it's been like 7 or 8 years since the last Animal Crossing game, so everyone's been really excited for a new one
to see, like, what's the updates or so, or like, is there going to be new stuff in here?
Maybe. I think there's, like, you can, like, terraform once you get to, like, the later game, which is something new, I think.
Oh, okay. Because that's part of the novelty, I guess, for me, is I have no idea what the crap you even do in this game. Like, I don't know the plot, I don't know, like, the objectives, all I know is, like, there is a mortgage and it must be paid.
Well, so, it might be different on this one. Because, like, I think each one's a different setting, but, like, this one, you're literally going to your own island. Like, it's like a vacation island, and I think you're paying off the island. I don't know. Whatever. Well, you'll find out, I think.
Yeah, I'm like, right now, in my mindset, like, 75% sure that I'm going to get this game. I don't know why I'm going to do it, but I'm probably just because I come home and I don't want to play the other games. I'll play Slay the Spire, but even that just feels kind of like... blah. So I need something to catch my whimsy.
You could always pick up the Goose Game. That's like a little whimsical game. That's
so I just don't know if the Goose Game is for me. Like,
oh, okay, that's fair.
I feel like it's a good game for me to watch someone play.
Okay,
but not just to like quietly play on the Switch by myself.
Gotcha.
It seems like a fun game to play with, like, if I had other people there and we could all laugh together at like the funness of the game.
Yeah, that does seem like a little bit of a more groupy type thing. Not group, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get where you're going.
There is a game that I'm considering getting on Switch that I'll point out to you that you might be interested in. Have you heard of Pit Cross?
Pit Cross, no.
Okay, so Pit Cross is a type of puzzle game, and there's been a lot of variations on that in Nintendo software, and I think maybe on other platforms as well. But it's basically a puzzle where you get like a grid. I think it's like 10 by 10 usually, maybe more, depending on the difficulty of the puzzle. And like it'll tell you where to fill in spaces. So like one on one row will say like 151. Each row will have numbers like that, and then all the columns will have something like that. They'll say like 3, 2, and so what those numbers designate is in that row or column there is a set of one, an unknown number of spaces between the one and then the five, and then an unknown number of spaces between the five and the last one. And when you put all them all together and like finish it, it makes like a little picture.
It sounds like there's math involved.
It is. It's in the vein of like Sudoku and those sorts of like mathy puzzles, like logic type things. But it's very popular. There's been like Picross games, Picross 3D, where you
when you say Picross, are you saying like picture across or like pit as in like a hole?
Pick cross. It's spelled PICROSS. Ah. That's like the title of the puzzle, like Sudoku puzzles. These are Picross puzzles. So there's a game out called Murder by Numbers, and it's basically Phoenix Wright, but with Picross instead of like a point and click adventure. And so you apparently play as a actress who gets fired from her job playing a detective. And then as you get like literally right after you get fired, your boss is murdered. And so you find this like little robot who helps you solve the mystery of like who killed your boss. And like you go around interrogating people and investigating, figuring out what's going on. And the robot's like history is muddled and like he's not functioning properly. So every time he analyzes a clue, it shows up as a Picross puzzle. And you have to like solve the Picross puzzle to figure out what the clue is to progress forward. And apparently that's what the game is. And people are, if you like puzzles or like something to do with like a story involved with it as well, it's apparently a lot of people are enjoying it.
Interesting. I feel like I'd have to see it and kind of
trailer for it or something,
or like see somebody solve this thing. Cause like when Sudoku came out, it was like, I was just like, this is a lot of numbers. This sucks. It's not going to be fun. And then at some point I actually like saw it and was like, oh, okay. Oh, here's the pattern. And then I'm like, oh, I enjoy these things.
Gotcha.
Like, my first instinct is it's math. It's hard. It's, ugh. How could this be fun?
Yeah. So, like, I was trying to pitch this to my girlfriend as, like, a game we could try and play because, you know, she's working from home now. So she's, like, looking for stuff to do that's not, you know, going out or whatever. Uh-huh. And I was like, have you heard of Picross? And she's like, no. And she looked it up and found like a website that like generates random Picross puzzles. And like she was hooked immediately because she likes doing, you know, Sudoku and regular like jigsaw puzzles and crosswords and those sorts of like logic things. So she's she liked Picross a lot. So I might pick up the game and like then do this in like, so now we're doing Picross but in like in a story form, like a video game format, and then maybe that might lead to her like wanting to try like Phoenix Wright or something, or maybe it'll just lead her to do more Picross puzzles. I don't know
what system or what,
but like, yeah,
what's it on? Hello, did I lose you, buddy? I think I did. Can you hear me?
Yeah, my Audacity just like stopped working randomly.
Did you lose your file?
No. Like it just like, I think my computer was just hung up. Like it was trying to do one too many things or whatever. And just like stopped for a second. So okay. I might have to do some creative editing from here, because I don't know if it like technically kept recording all the stuff while you were like talking.
I didn't say anything as soon as like you talk about your girlfriend getting into it and maybe it'll lead to something, and then it just went to silence, and so I just kind of was like, all right, hello. I didn't put any content out there intentionally because I'm a fucking professional.
All right, well, I don't know, this is, you know, this is the first time we're doing this, and like I said, there's going to be some hiccups. So I apologize if this comes out a little weird, but I was basically at the end of talking about that. So
the only question I did have that you didn't answer, actually, so the one piece of content I did try to think, what system is it on?
It's on for Switch and PC right now.
Got it.
Yeah. So if you're, that's why I brought it up specifically, because
I could potentially get it.
Yeah. I know you were looking for Switch games to possibly get that are, more upbeat, and it's obviously about murder, but it's also like a visual novel-esque game, and it's supposed to be like happier and like good characters and things like that, and not like bleak apocalypse world. It also takes place in the 90s, which might like evoke some nostalgia for you.
I do like that. I was about to say, though, if I need visual novels for the Switch, T-Man, I found plenty of those. Plenty of those on like Amazon in really shady ways for the Switch.
Okay, don't trust me on what visual novels to get, because otherwise you're going to end up with close to porn. Don't do that. Like, just trust me. Okay, if you're looking for visual novels that are good, come to me first. Please, I beg of you. Like, don't do a Baobab's Mausoleum on a visual novel, because you're just going to end up sad and disappointed.
I feel like you know me well enough that you know what would make me sad and disappointed.
Okay, so real quick, let's jump into a structured segment here where Harvey Z doesn't actually pick a random number and instead always picks the same numbers, so there's no variety in the cauldron countdown cauldron, whatever you want to call it.
I feel called out. This is the call-out cauldron at this point.
Listen, I'm only saying what's true. So if you're just joining us for your first time, every week, basically, we go to the countdown cauldron. I have ranked the best games of the decade from the 2010 to 2019, from 1 to 100. We're counting down from the start. We're going in groups of 10. Right now, we're in the 71 to 80 range, and it's up to Harvey Z to choose a number, and I'll talk a little bit about why this game's on my list. So, Harvey Z, I feel like I know what you're going to pick, but go ahead.
I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to go with 79.
Oh, so you're going 8, you picked 80 last time, which, if this comes out before it, you won't have known that yet, so oops, spoilers. And now we're going with 79. All right, cool.
So wait, you called me out on something that they may not even know my patterns yet.
Well, I mean, they might have figured it out by now because you've talked about it. Anyway, God, what was I talking about?
79.
Yes. So 79, I think, is a game I've talked about already. It came out in 2019. And I don't know if I went into a lot of detail on it on the podcast, because I don't think it made my top 5, but it was in my top 10, so it showed up on my blog. Anyway, number 79 is Days Gone.
It's not like, I can't picture, is this a zombie on a bike game?
Yes, it's the zombie motorcycle game.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, you didn't really talk about it too much. That? I don't think I watched you play it, but I've seen like clips that you posted on like Twitter about it.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Days Gone, I didn't buy right when it came out. It was on sale during a like slow period for like half off. So I bought it, and it was like just the right thing to play at that time. You know, like I didn't have anything else to play. It's kind of like a longer story-driven game. You're a guy in a post-apocalypse world, which like is really weird how many there are of those now. That like when you're thinking about it and like you're realizing what's going on in the world, you're like, oh, another apocalypse thing, huh? Maybe we should variety it up a little bit, you know? Anyway, you're Deacon. The name of the character is Deacon, and you're.
Oh, I remember why we talked about this game.
Why did we talk about this game?
I'm listening back on the podcast. I think we talked about this because of the like biker lingo.
Oh right, the biker wedding.
Yes, the biker wedding is why I know this.
Right, that's right. Because like when it first came out, people who hadn't played the game were like bringing out the cutscenes, and like
and complaining
about
what
are you doing over there.
Oh, you can hear this?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I was adjusting the monitor.
We're moving your chair or something? Anyway.
So I moved my chair and then I fixed the monitor to face it. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I could hear all that. Anyway. So that came out before people actually played the game and they were like making fun of the cutscenes. But it actually makes a lot of sense in game and also in relation to the fact that they are bikers. And this was like the people who made the game are bikers. And they kind of infused that into the game. But like the game itself was like. The first like 10 to 15 hours are pointless. Like the story doesn't really start until you get to the third location. Like then like the first 10 to 15 hours are you like doing jobs randomly for like these two other locations that are like kind of like back and forth, and they never really mean anything in the grand scope of things. Like the actual story and everything important happening doesn't start until you get to this third base. So like that long intro isn't really needed. But other than that, like it's a fun, like you go out, you venture out, you get supplies, you know, you kill some zombies. There's some like crazy zombies that are harder to kill than others. But in general, it's more about numbers over like specialty zombies. And like the big draw of the game when it was first announced is that like this giant horde technology where like you're having to fight like 200 zombies that are charging after you. And they're not like slow moving ones. They're like the fast ones that crawl over everything. And if they mob you, you're basically dead. And like the challenge of like the late game was like using all the supplies you have and like planning your attack in like a horde area so that you could like lead them through traps and like thin the herd.
So almost secretly like a tower defense game.
A little bit. Yeah. But like the hordes are like late game. Like you don't really start fighting them until you're about 3/4 of the way through the story. Up until that point, you kind of don't have the supplies or the capability to even go after them. They're like a thing. If you try, you can like whittle down the numbers a little bit, but you run out of stuff too fast. You don't have like the really big guns.
So like the horde is there early on, but you're supposed to like escape every time?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're supposed to avoid them or like stealth around them sort of thing. And yeah, so it was fun. The story was actually not that bad. I liked it. The characters are all great. Again, once you get to the third area, like everything in the first, like I said, 10 hours of the game is pretty forgettable. And the other reason that it's on my list is because I played this while my girlfriend was basically watching, and she kind of kept up with me and like kind of experienced the story alongside of me. And she's like, yeah, this is some-. I like, she enjoyed it because it was like, there's voice acting, so like the when you're on a bike with someone else, you're like chatting while you're on the bike and doing all this stuff, and they're like story beats are continually happening, even outside of cutscenes. Like you'll talk over the radio or whatever, and so she could like follow along, and she like liked the story, and it was kind of just like, even though she wasn't playing and like didn't really care about the parts where I'm like strategically fighting zombies, the actual story beats were interesting to her. And so like it made my list because it's kind of like, I like that my girlfriend, who doesn't normally play video games, like was able to enjoy that with me, to the point where I was like waiting to play it when she was around just so I could like experience it with her and make sure she didn't miss anything.
So it was a good watchable game.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was very, like, some games don't hold her attention because they're basically, like, action heavy, you know, and it's not very interesting for her to watch, but she did enjoy this one, and so that's why it made my list.
Got it. As someone who has watched games and enjoys the art of watching a good game, I think I can appreciate that.
Cool, yeah. I hope that it's a game that is going to be ripe for an awesome sequel. Like, if they take the core concept of Days Gone and, like, thin the fat out and, like, get rid of the extra bullshit that wasn't needed and really focus on what made the game good, and it'll be, like, an amazing game. Like, I think, like, it'll be like an Assassin's Creed to Assassin's Creed 2 sort of jump, where, like, the first one's like, okay, I see the potential, and then the second one is, like, what nails it, and everyone goes, oh, my God. Okay. What else do we have to talk about? Like, we kind of went over Animal Crossing, and I guess I could talk a little bit about what I've been playing.
Yeah.
I've been talking a lot, though. Is there anything I can do to get you more involved?
I mean, at this point, like, I think I talked pretty heavily in the beginning, and, like, this is the art of the show. I do enjoy learning about games because I haven't been gaming. This is make me a gamer.
Oh, okay. Fine. You know what? Like, you made your point.
Like, I'm going to buy a game now, potentially. 75%. Like, I think we're succeeding.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I agree. I feel like I'm doing my job here. I will tell you about what I've been playing. Last week I got Neo 2.
Oh, and you keep saying this acronym. What is this? Yeah.
So, so Neo, N-I-O-H.
Yes.
It's Japanese for something. I don't actually know off the top of my head.
So it's not an acronym.
It's not an acronym, no. It's a Japanese word.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to look it up. A Neo means benevolent king in Japanese. So, Neo is basically Team Ninja, which is the a developer that... Is it Team Ninja? I think it's Team Ninja. Yeah, it's Team Ninja. They made games like, I think, Ninja Gaiden... Ninja Gaiden Black. They're famous for action games. And so Neo was their kind of take on the Dark Souls genre. And the first one takes place, in Japan. It's like historical, follows a guy named William Adams, who in actual history was like known as the first like foreign samurai. He's like a white guy from England.
Tom Cruise movie, The Last Samurai?
I don't know if it's related to that or not. It could be. But, like, this was a guy who, like, came from England and, like, was knighted or however you're officially made into a samurai by like, a Japanese
Daimyo?
Ruler.
Yeah.
Sure. But, like, but this is, like, a fictional retelling that involves, like, you know, yokai, who are Japanese demons, and magic and all that sorts of stuff. And it uses the Dark Souls type gameplay where, you know, it's very punishing. Like, you've got to learn how to parry like dodge and block and like do that sorts of stuff. But what it adds is like a loot system where you're just getting weapons upon weapons upon weapons and armor upon armor upon armor. Kind of like Diablo-esque, where like there's like common and rare and like really good different things to get. And on top of, and so you're basically like doing that sort of like loot system in addition to the Souls mechanics, where like if you die you have to make it back to where you died to get all your stuff back. And the other big thing is that there's this what they call a ki pulse, and ki is basically your stamina, ki. And when you're attacking, like, it drains your ki. But if you hit the right if you hit the right button after you finish your attack combo, you do a ki pulse. And what that does is restores your ki a lot faster than it would normally come back, and like lets you keep attacking keep the assault up or dodge away if you need to. And also what it does is it dispels the Dark Realm, which is what the yokai demons create every time they attack. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm following you. I'm a little bit like miffed at like, it's a mild annoyance. It's the Last Samurai annoyance, which is, so like, this sounds like a cool game and everything. And it's like, is the main character the white guy?
Yeah, yeah. So Neo, the first one, follows the white guy. And obviously, like, a lot of people are, you know, upset about that, whatever. So Neo 2, the one I'm playing right now, you're a customizable protagonist. So it drops the white guy, first samurai plot, and follows a different story.
Much, much more enjoyable than putting that forward of like, okay, good, because I hate that trope.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I played the first Neo, and like, I got maybe like 15 hours into it. I think I got to like the second or third region. It was fine, but at the time, I think there was like just a glut of other Souls type things that I was playing. I think Dark Souls 3 came out right around when it did. I think I had been still finishing up Bloodborne DLC. I don't remember the exact timeline, but either way, I was just like not really feeling it. And like, I liked it, but I didn't like it. You know what I mean?
It was lost in the shuffle.
Kind of. It was fine. And maybe like in like a Days Gone sort of way, if it had come at a time where I wasn't playing anything else, I might have kept playing it, but at whatever it was, I ended up not finishing it. And so Neo 2, though, it's added some things. The customizable protagonist is a plus. It's slightly more variations in the combat. There are more weapons you can choose from, more abilities you can get. And in general, it feels a lot better. And I don't know if it's because I haven't really gotten into a Souls game. Like, Jedi Fallen Order last year was like a little bit Souls and a lot bit of everything else. It was like you sprinkled Souls in with like five other things and made like this mishmash of something. What the fuck it is, I don't know. So it didn't like scratch that itch. But Neo 2 is really good. Like, I'm getting into it. And I stayed up until like 2 a.m. fighting a boss over and over and over again because fucking bosses are terrible. not terrible, but like, you know, it felt so good to finally be like, fuck you, I beat you, fuck you. Yeah, but it's so I'm enjoying that a lot. It's taking place in like a weird history. I'm because like in the story, I just met Oda Nobunaga. And like I'm working for him now, so like it's following parts of Japanese history that have you know, like, that I'm familiar with.
I was about to say, he's in like Civilization, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he's like a real famous historical Japanese figure. And so I'm interested to see what like obviously there's like magic and weird shit going on, so it's not an actual faithful historical setting retelling. But I am interested to see where the story goes and what kind of things they bring up with it. So that's what I'm working on right now. And then obviously Doom Eternal and Animal Crossing both come out tomorrow. And I'm scheduled to get Doom Eternal. I want to play that too. So we'll see what... I hope Neo 2 doesn't get lost in the shuffle again the same way that Neo did. But it is scratching a very specific itch that I want to keep going back to, even if I like swap over to something, if I need like that wholesome break to and end up getting Animal Crossing to just like chill.
I like that. Like, so we're both dealing with like this whole thing in a different way. You're getting Doom and I'm going to go with Animal Crossing.
I am getting games that are just like letting me take out my frustrations on shit, and you're like trying to find like your zen place.
Yeah, I think that's it's the two ways to kind of cope with this sort of stress in your life. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so I think we'll just go ahead and end it here if that works for you.
That works for me. Yeah.
Yeah, like this I apologize, this one's going to be a little shorter. But there was like a hiccup in the middle and the editing at the beginning. And like, this is going to be my first time doing this. So I kind of want to keep it lean, you know, not do a Days Gone and end up frustrating myself.
Oh, I do have the question for you, though.
Okay. Give me, shoot me, hit me.
We've been recording this for like over 50 minutes and everything.
Uh-huh.
Are you wearing pants?
Yes, I'm wearing pants.
I mean, I'm not there, so I don't know. Like, this could be casual.
What? Are you wearing pants?
Let's keep this about you, buddy.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Never go pantsless. Listen.
I mean, again, like, this is a podcast. We're professionals. This is what the professionals must do, right?
I'm putting you on video next time. I'm going to make sure you're fucking wearing pants.
I mean, you can put me on video, buddy, but...
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, like, no.
That doesn't...
Actually,
that doesn't
I changed
solve
my
anything.
Mind. Yeah. No, this is not... No, no, no. No. Okay.
You've lived with me, buddy. You know the story.
I'm living with people, so you should also know better than to ask if I'm wearing pants right now. There are
halfway through, I realized, but I was like, the other people might not care. And again, I don't know what you do when I'm not there.
Jesus. Okay. Where can they find you, Harvey Z, if they're looking for you on the internet?
So I guess if you're looking for me, you can find me on Twitter at TheZIsSilent. And then for some reason, because of all this, I'm popping up on the Discord more.
Yeah, so there is a Discord. The link will be in the description if you would like to join us and talk about random stuff. I'm also, like, I'm more doing this with my friends, but I also might be opening it up to just, like, random internet people at some point, too. I might be reviving my Twitch channel to play like Jackbox games and just like give people a place to gather and like chill and hang out. So watch for that, I guess. You can find me on Twitter at TManPlaysGames. You can find our podcast at Make Me a Podcast. You can email us at makemeagamerpodcast@gmail.com. I did see a question in there from Overbob, but I'm just going ahead and saying right now, like, this I wasn't sure how this one was going to turn out, so I didn't want to put it on there and then end up having fucking up and like not being able to actually air it. So like I'm waiting to do questions once we make sure that this recording process actually ends up with a hearable podcast. But yeah, send us questions to makemeagamerpodcast@gmail.com. Check out my writings at tmanwrites.com. And I have finally changed my Twitch name. And since I mentioned Twitch, my Twitch name is now actually T-Man, and it is branded and goes with the brand. I've been having to, like, explain what my Twitch name is, and it wasn't anything related to T-Man because I was having, like, choice paralysis because all the good T-Man names were taken, and I couldn't figure out one.
So for clarification, it's not just T-Man. It is
actually T-Man.
Okay. Actually as part of the name.
Yeah, I am actually T-Man on Twitch.
Okay, and shout out again to Overbob, because actually he was the one who kind of pushed me towards the Animal Crossing.
Cool, yeah, Overbob, it was very helpful in the chat. He's been dropping us feedback on our podcasts when they air, and that's like super cool. We appreciate you, Overbob. We see you and hear you.
We see you and hear you.
Yes, like, that's what I said. You don't have to repeat me.
I like that. Could that be like maybe the closer? I'm trying to think of like how do we end the show?
So you want that to be our sign-off phrase? Thank you for listening, friends. We see you and we hear you.
Which is actually not at all true. So we're fucking liars.
All right, that's it. Cut it. We're done. We're fucking liars. The end.